In business, U.S. unemployment rate. The U.S. unemployment rate has surged to a seven-month high in a blow to hopes for a recovery in the jobs market. The Labor Department says it rose to 9.8% last month. Only 39,000 jobs were created, which is far below analysts' expectations. And analysts are concerned that levels of high unemployment in the U.S. is undermining economic recovery. It's been reported that Spain's government is considering raising taxes on tobacco as it tries to tackle its high budget deficit. A Spanish newspaper says it would enable the government to raise an extra $1.3 billion a year. Earlier this week, Spain announced plans to sell off stakes in the country's airport authority and national lottery to try to improve the country's finances. Meanwhile, new figures show Eurozone retail sales returned to growth in October following 2 months of falls. They were up by 0.5% from the previous month and 1.8% higher than a year ago. And to the market numbers now, US stocks closed the week down slightly after the disappointing unemployment figures. Wall Street lost 1.1%. European markets also slumped. London's FT 100 shed almost 0.4%. The DAX also slipped slightly. The Australian share market finished the week up. And checking the currencies, the Australian dollar, it's about 99 US cents.